Welcome to Lent Reflections with Grandview Church. Lent is the season in the church year that precedes Easter, and like the season of Advent, it is a time of preparation. Believers spend the 40 days of Lent in prayer and contemplation on sin, mortality, and the events leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. We are now in what is known as Holy Week, the final week of the season of Lent, when we remember the last week of Jesus' life leading up to his crucifixion and death. During this sacred week, we will host three podcasts, one for Palm Sunday, one for Holy Wednesday, and one for Good Friday. Today's podcast is for Holy Wednesday. On this day, we remember Jesus' anointing by Mary of Bethany with costly oil. And we remember Judas Iscariot's choice to betray Jesus. In addition to elements of confession and prayer, as well as music, there will be a reflection on Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, by Paul Goodison, a Grandview scattered seed in the Faroe Islands. Now, take a moment to pause, breathe, and prepare your heart before we begin.
Let us now call to mind our sin and the infinite mercy of God. We invite you to respond to each confession with the refrain, Lord, have mercy. If you choose, you may pause at any point during the prayer and call to mind specific ways in which you have fallen short and cry out for God's mercy. Let us pray. Most merciful God, Creator of the universe, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Lord, have mercy. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. Lord, have mercy. Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people. Lord, have mercy. Our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. Lord, have mercy. Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work. Lord, have mercy. Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. Lord, have mercy. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Lord, we repent. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us. Lord, we repent. For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Lord, we repent. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us, for your mercy is great. Amen.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. 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 Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. 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 Mercy.
Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Nietzsche disdained Christianity for its slave morality. He was right in that the ethics of the church is patterned on the logic of the slave. The assumption that the ways of God in the world are most clearly seen in the fate of that most unfortunate of all classes, the slaves. The slaves are those who have been defrauded of their status, lost their every privilege and right, so that their masters can pursue their own enterprises and ambitions, fulfill their own vision of flourishing at their slaves' expense. To lift up the way of the slave was an abomination to Nietzsche, but it was the glory of Christianity to C.S. Lewis. In The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, he calls it the deeper magic. The deep magic of the witch was the dark magic of power. For whatever else magic is, it is power. the power to manipulate forces and circumstances to achieve an end. The more power you can muster to manipulate nature and people toward your own end, the more magic you have. But the deeper magic of Aslan is an incantation rooted in the stillness before time, where one who is innocent takes the place of the traitor, and death itself starts working backwards. We're seeing the same logic in Philippians 2. Here it is voluntary submission to the logic of the slave, the willingness to lose oneself, be it status, right, or privilege, for the sake of others. Paul has just exhorted his readers to embody this way, to do nothing out of selfish ambition, but value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the other. This is utter folly, but for one fact, the history-shattering event of the resurrection and the story of the God to whom it witnesses, the God who does not grasp his divine privilege, but finds his true nature in precisely giving it up, emptying himself into the history of humanity in the humble service of a slave. Christ abandons himself completely for the other in his death. In order to smash their logic from the inside, he allows the powers to be to destroy him in the most humiliating way they know, crucifixion. But this folly proves to be the pivot around which history turns. Rather than destroying the way of Jesus, it ends up revealing the heart of God. This is who God has always been, Father, Son, and Spirit, each constantly giving themselves for the others. And in this, they are not lost, but are found in the other. Death cannot stand this logic of self-giving life, and therefore is broken up, rent asunder. Christ is raised not only from the grave, but also exalted to the throne of the Father, given the divine name which every tongue will confess and to whom every knee will bow. Through giving himself completely, he was not lost, but entered the fullness of who he already was. This is the glory of Easter, the bright light in the sadness of the world that longs for its own resurrection fulfillment. To be caught in its glory is pure joy. But to hear that it is a model for how we are to live together is daunting. But as we walk these last days of Lent, let us not lose hope. As you relive his journey of self-abandoning love and victorious resurrection, do not be daunted when you see the distance between his perfection and the muddled actuality of your own life. Let it be a distance of hope. However entangled you are in the ways of power and fear-induced self-absorption, the Christ who calls you to a life for the sake of others is the Christ who gave and continues to give himself for you. Therefore, however long the distance might be, it is hopeful. The Christ who inclines himself toward you is both the source and goal of who you are. May we all become more enchanted by the deeper magic of this vision, learning to let go of our attempts at self-construction, daring to lose ourselves for others, because we know ourselves found in Christ.
Oh, this
lost really be found? Could a garden come up from this ground at all? You make beautiful things, you make beautiful things out of the springing up from this old ground. Out of chaos, life is being found in you. You make beautiful things, you make beautiful things out of the
And now, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Go now into the rest of this week with this blessing. May God, our good parent, who does not despise the broken spirit, give you a contrite heart. May Christ, the Redeemer, who bore our sins in his body on the tree, heal you by his wounds. May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who leads us into all truth, speak to you words of pardon and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the joy and peace of Christ.